Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Sing it for the last time. Hirabasio. Hirabida. We honor you, Heavenly Father, for your faithfulness and your grace. I honor you for your increase. Thank you for the privilege to be alive, to be well, to be blessed. Thank you for your ever faithful and unfailing love. We give you thanks. I'm asking your hand of blessing upon these lovely people purchased in the blood of Christ Jesus, our King. Have your way. We will give you all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Good evening to all of you. It is a blessing to see all of you on Tuesday night in our midweek service. This is Bible study. This is purely for people who want to, number one, make it to heaven. Number two, they want to be significant on earth. Yeah. And yes, sir, you know, they want to make it to heaven. And they want to be not only successful, but they want to be relevant and significant on earth. Push my monitors up. Come and turn up this up, you know, and let me hear myself. Say a good amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Thank you very much. Never descend from that place again and never climb up from that place again. This is an altar, not a stage. The Lord bless you. Amen and amen. Amen. Good evening to all our lovely viewers online. Thank you for joining us. Can start a watch party. The Lord will bless you. That was a lovely praise and worship. Mrs. Tabeka Sasabija. And Tainsa and Tina Ibija Dia and Feniagro. Say a good amen. Good to see all of you. The Lord bless you. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip. Change it to, let's go to the old software and let's read a couple of versions today. Maybe let's read from verse number 19 and get some clarity from God's word, and let's work from there in this particular one. The Bible said in from verse number 19, which version do you want me to start with? Whichever, I'm good. Whichever version is fine. Good. GMT. The Pharisees then said one to another, "You see, we are not succeeding at all. Look, the whole world is following Jesus." And in verse number 20, the Bible said, some Greeks were among those who had gone to Jerusalem to worship during the festival. And in verse number 21, he said, they went to Philip. He was from Bethsaida in Galilee place, and said, "Sir, we want to see Jesus. We are here to see Jesus. Our coming is for the Christ. Our target is for the Christ. Our determination is for Christ. Jesus is the person that we want to see. We would like to see Jesus. He is our drive and our focus. We desire to see Christ. Any different version? Let's work with that. In this version, the Bible said the Pharisees took one look and threw up their hands. It's out of control. The world is in stampede after Christ. And then he said there were some Greeks in town who had come to worship at the feast. Verse number 21 says they approached Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee. Sir, we want to see Jesus. Can you help us? NLT and NIV, let's try both of them. The Bible said, then the Pharisees said to each other, there is nothing we can do. Look, everyone has gone after Christ. Yeah. And verse number 20, some Greeks who had come to Jerusalem for the Passover celebration. And verse number 21, paid a visit to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee. They said, sir, we want to meet Jesus. And then NIV, I will finish up with that. So the Pharisees said one to another, see, that's getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world is gone after Christ. Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the feast. 21, the Bible said they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. Sir, they said, we would like to see Jesus. Ye pese. Ye hunu Yesu. Say a good amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. A bit of tilt to push the eyes up. Hallelujah. Last Sunday, I'm going to do some refreshment so that we can be able to get exactly the revelation of what we want to deal with tonight. Last Sunday, I was in the W3 service. I was speaking to you in the discourse, especially also at Pantan Junction. I was speaking to our branch from this particular course. And then in the evening at our branch at East Legon Hills, I was also speaking to them from this particular scripture, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and from verse number 1 to 3. 2 Thessalonians, the first chapter, the second chapter, the first to the third verses. The Bible said, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our own gathering together. The Bible said, unto him, gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. The day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there will be a falling away. That word falling away also means backsliding, mass backsliding. And that a man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Put it in a different version quickly. Let's, you know, this is Bible study. Let's take our time and go into it. We will come to this version. You know, he said, concerning the coming of Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ, your base is just so much. The highs were doing fine. Don't interrupt it, please. Concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and being gathered together to be with him, I beg you, my friends, he said in verse number 2, not to be easily confused in your thinking or upset by the claim that the day of the Lord has come. Perhaps it is a thought that is said that is said this while prophesying or preaching, or that we wrote in a letter. And verse number, he said, do not let anyone deceive you in any way, for the day will not come until the final rebellion takes place and the wicked one appears, who is destined to hell. Okay, verse number 3 only. Let's look at it in different versions. He said, don't be fooled by what they say. For that day will not come until there is a great rebellion against God. Wow. This is interesting. There is going to be a great rebellion against God. I now understand why people talk nonsense on the internet. It is a great rebellion against God. Against God. The people are going to be very bold, very courageous. They will speak against God. They will speak against God. Just like that. That is, he did not say there is going to be a rebellion, a great rebellion. The rebellion will be great. If two people come here and say, we pledge in the name of the Lord that we will be faithful to each other until death do us part, and then 2 years they divorce, that is a rebellion against God. That is a rebellion against God. Serious. We have rebelled against God. I take the dear Rita to be my lawful wedded wife. I pledge to have her and to hold. These are my marriage vows, for better, for worse, for richer and poorer, in health and in sickness, until death do us part. If I say that my wife is a witch, for example, and I want to divorce her because she is a witch, it is rebellion. I'm telling all our gospel musicians that have divorced, it is rebellion. It is rebellion. This is why we are telling all these single people, don't rush. Don't rush. Don't rush. Don't rush. Don't rush. Personally, I don't believe in Valentine. And this church, we don't believe in it. Because there is no Valentine in the Bible. The Bible said, let brotherly love continue. In other words, love cannot be shown in one day. Love must be shown every day. Love must be shown all the time. Then yes, I'm a love, and also on a Bible, can we say, no! A little bit, so help me. Na Valentine, it's a moon. Na a yaka, a tickum, a bookum. Na fay! I'm an ihunono, ashas. When we are water formula, it will take you 20 years to wake up. As we are seeing you one more, we are here. It is going to take you 20 years to come back in life. Backsliding! It will take you 20 years to come back in life. Missy, don't rush. Share the page. We're working. And now grow, now grow. You know, even people come to this church, but they still fool around. It be bad, sorry, we still. Omugusu Jimmy. Basori we Jimmy. Basori we Guzu Jimmy. Dabe emechi wanye unwadi. Na wasore nuwasa bishim. Wudi nyami adum e diagro. Wudi nyami adum o diagro. Na nisente na anese wuni hini. Eno na na kwa sieda. We talked about it. Tinasi ya mbila siyemdi yon hon. Mwome jima konya. Mwompebe binti. I was speaking to you in the on Sunday service, and I was telling everybody who was in Sunday service that so many people do not have a healing. They are Christians, they are born again, tongue talking, and all that, but they don't have roots. They don't have roots. Matthew chapter 13. This is Bible study. Get your Bibles, let's work. Matthew the 13th chapter. Matthew chapter 13 and verse number, we were working from verse number 19. Matthew 13 verse 19. The Bible said, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which have been sown. In other words, anytime we preach God's word, the word is being sown into your heart. There is a planting process that goes on. There is a sowing of the word of the kingdom. It is not just preaching. You know, it is not just exegetical components and abilities or content put together with some hermeneutical, you know, infusion with, you know, put together and the preacher is good with apologetics. No. The word of the kingdom between my mouth and your ear, the Holy Ghost is also working. I may be saying, hey, but the Spirit of God will make sure you will hear what he has destined you to hear. So I may be even saying something with an implication, but the Spirit of God will align your understanding to his will. Yeah, I may be saying something and I'm thinking that I'm teaching you something, but the Holy Ghost is the real teacher and he will be teaching you whilst I am teaching. Yeah, and so he is using my voice. But the Holy Ghost, and so the Holy Ghost must do that. You can clap those hands. Oh yeah. When Sanada and Pompo Muana. Where have you been? It's been a long time. God bless you, man of God. Yeah. And when people don't have roots, they can even be in church, but it will be a stumbling block. If they are not rooted, I'm telling you, bring the scripture back. If they are not deeply rooted, they cannot be good citizens. They cannot be good husbands. They cannot be good wives. Because they have no roots. They have no roots. So you are proposing to a young girl who doesn't have roots. She is pretty. She is articulate. She is wonderful. She works in a nice bank. She smells good. She drives a good car. But she is a liability. I'm talking to you. Very soon. Very soon. People that I'm speaking to who are abroad, many people live abroad, you know, or people go feed rasam or penny preaching, and only idea. Bam! When we read Tiaduangumas, when you couldn't Tiaduangumas, it is not sometimes because the you preaching, but I wonder what they are listening to because me who should buy any preaching, no, and go. Michelle Subai, any preaching, no, me preaching, no, and go. When Sana and Pompo Muana, Usubai, the preaching, no, and go. Nia, the soup, ya will done it, you know, any preaching, no, and go. Hey, me say, the preacher, check it. Check it! Now, catch them, you say. If I am a good husband, a good father, for me, Gina, when I'm here somewhere, Nechake! Kofi Oduro said you will preach in Osan or Bonnebra. Tiria Yakano. Yeah. And yet, you know, I'm a preacher, I'm a man of God. No! We are Christian. Christian. Me check you will line up to Christ to the end of one. As I said, let me catch your forest and Bible. Because here for in this very past 10, 11 days fasting and prayer, I was saying to them, Ubiya! Was who are you, Mama Papa? As I saw, Seno. As I said, Oseno. Who's who are you, Mama Christo? As I said, we say Christo. Resident said, ye na, Sensunya, me and ye, Yabreku. Men found how many years we have been doing. You can be a bishop, archbishop, archbishop elect, bishop one white, cardinal elect. P.I. Se wun so nyame en men fa taade en we hye won ho. Udiagro. This is one of the reasons why I keep telling, you know, the people say, "Hey, ohine, today is my father's 100th birthday." Yeah, I want to thank everybody who have celebrated with us and have prayed for our family. I want to thank our pastors, from my Dedirita to all our pastors who came to celebrate with us and also commiserate with us at the same time. My mother, it meant a lot to my mother, who is still mourning my father. Seeing all of you was a joy to her and a lot of comfort. May you continue to pray for her. She is so sweet and dear to me. Hallelujah. But I went to the private funeral home to go and see the old man today. And I sang happy birthday for him. Yeah. Hallelujah. And then, but seeing him, it's just like sleeping. He's just sleeping. Because that is what the word of the Lord tells me. Yeah. Now, seeing him, it's a lot of message to me. A lot of message. Everybody has been given a time to walk this earth. When that time finish, it doesn't matter who you are. What a better home. You know, oftentimes it is very easy to be carried away. You are successful, you're making money, you are famous, everything is going well, you live in a prestigious place, you live in a good house, money is flowing, everything is well. One say you preach your catch yourself, who are we? Because who are plans for the next 100 years? And so I show on that all. I must me do when you meet him. Job 14:5. A shear that when him wounds are. A shear that when him seeing that your days are determined. The number of your years, yeah, is always with God and has been appointed. He has appointed your boundaries. You will never, never, never pass through it. Sound. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. And so what you do on earth will determine what the Lord will also do to you. Yeah. You know, I have seen this hyper grace preaching and hyper grace teachings and all stuff like that, and which have led to the abuse of the grace of God and of the love of God. There is nothing wrong in embracing God's love. And even if you sin, the Bible said, you know, I write to you, O little children, that you sin not, that if any one of you sin, we have an advocate, Jesus Christ, the living one or the true one, who will make atonement with his own blood for you. Now, there is no problem. Sin 10,000 times, the blood will atone you. The only problem is when you take the grace of God trample it down and step on them, throw it into the gutter, and speak like, what is the grace of God? Then judgment is awaiting you. And so I'm saying that God will judge you for the grace you abuse. The grace you abuse. Hallelujah. So you know, this particular time, there are so many people that are falling off. Backsliding. Many people are falling off. Matthew chapter 24, verse 9 and 10 is in place. We'll read 9, 10, 11, and 12. The Bible said, they shall deliver you to be afflicted, and they shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. In the next verse, the Bible said, and then many shall be offended and shall betray one another and hate one another. Sometimes I'm heartbroken. Ruby to me, because I mean I'm shank come say we be but damn no about them. What but them? Who know about them? We share. We share hankasa. You don't know the kind of spirit that God is. God is not a destroying spirit, He is a saving spirit. Yeah. He is not a condemning spirit. We are make self. That is not the spirit of God. That is not God's spirit. I'm telling you. Forget it. There are people who have left this church. Why didn't we curse them? We love them. We are still praying for them. Ask them, this 11 days, even up to today, there are some people we are still interceding for them because, you know, we envisage that it is not well with them. And we are still interceding for them. May you help them, Lord. Protect them, defend them, help them, guide them. And yet they are not people, they are not here. And we are praying for them. Heaven, your works will follow you. Your works will follow you. Your works will follow you.
We see what get them now with names and names and ever. We see what get them now with names and names and ever. You are my Valentine.
Rubbish. Valentine. Monoria said, Anania me womu. Don't love the world, nor the things that are in it. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in that person. Munyoni wiase, and then I call on a wiase ikem. It in Jamaica say monte. Can't you hear that the Spirit of God is speaking to this generation? It in wiase ichi. Muamutiti ebi call collab nansa. Boy, and so then when I'm in, I'll say, Mimi and Co, ye pee. Mumpie. What touch anymore? Now, they who say you're very interested. I'm telling you. That will be to hell, Jenny. You will know that something has really come upon you. I'm telling you. You are in this world. I'm reminding you that you are not of this world. I'm reminding you, you are in this world, but not of this world. Hallelujah. It really terrifies me the way the church is getting deep into the world. Very deep, very caught up, deeply into worldly stuff.
Any crazy thing, you know, you see in the world, in the clubs, in the whatever, you know, you come to church and you come to see it. That we don't have any remorsefulness and repentance to be separated. Come out of them and be separated from them. Revelation chapter 18, verse number 3. Revelation 18, verse number 3. For all nations have done. Let's read from verse number 2, possibly. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is falling. Is falling. And she has become the habitations of devils and the hold of all foul or demonic spirits and the cage of all unclean and hateful bird. Verse number 3. All nations have drunk of her wine and of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have waxed rich through her abundance of her delicacies. In verse number 4, this is what I want to... I heard a voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. Come out of her. Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye do not receive. Look at the word he used. Ye did not receive not of her plagues. This is the same word for pandemic. And that you are seeing that this is not singular, plural. Diabe, when we say Yohan, almost say there is a variant. The one pandemic is generating into pandemics. The South African variant is different from the London variant. Praise the Lord, I'm telling you, they will rebel against the Holy One of Israel. God. They will rebel against God. Do you know that in 2 weeks, 3 police officers have committed suicide? This week, Ebia Sensi. Another senior officer. Ekuneho. When we say police service, no, ayenche. Adiye biyan ma work raumpe. You see, yeah. Who duty? You don't even like what you are doing, but they say. Ebre no a woman angaza ya frustrated. Eriba ebre be shiase. Ebre be white frigidi, you know. And then I walk come was 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse number 3. Let's go there very quickly. The Bible said, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day will not come. The day of the Lord will never come, except there will be mass backsliding first. Major falling away. The theologians call it, you know, what do they even call it? Apostasy. Apostasy means mass falling away. Apostate state. The church will go into that state. You will see preachers who will say, we won't preach anymore. Yeah. Preachers would deny the faith. I'm telling you. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse number 1. Yeah, naka we na Christo ni we ne gutimu baba na be na. Ajinyo mofo, aji pono, pono. Boy see, hey, ibi pono go mofo. Me se we yare ni your friend bonne. We yare bonne. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the last days or the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. Turn this into GNT. Let me tell you something. And chirechire bi be benyami fia eya beyin chirechire. I started it down. Abeyin chirechire. Ubi ti bi ke jina ho chirechire se wan mo brazi abeko hell. Ujare. Wan she draw sa ko hell. Thank you. When you be Bianca, one of them so barbarous, and then master the moon woman, you. Eh? Bibian here, the Bamaso. And the Covid room, you know, and now you see, we are Papa and Guassi and Isua Manesta. We are there, weapon. Say a good amen. I have 15 minutes to close the service. Let me go further and say that the Spirit says clearly that some people will abandon Christianity. They will abandon Christianity in the last times. And they will not, they will obey lying spirits and follow the teachings of demons. Me say teachings bia ebebano eye demonic teachings. Demonic teachings. I'm serious. Papa, papa, papa. Why are you here? I say, we do a nimbe butu. Abeyisemu ansana we nibe baonzo no. Na ushimunex esi. The rapture has already taken place. The last version of this scripture, and then I'm done. You know, now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last time, some will turn away from the true faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that comes from demons. Demons! Ewo! I'm telling you. Now, Yentia, why I started by talking to you about Ihini roots is because you won't need Ihinia, you will be washed away. Straight! You will be washed away. Mami police may say, Obia won't need Ihini. Adia no ever won't mean you now. Obiba ya wa dia manaya we yaobe, what did Jabba to Babu, Mashima? But to because a papa we preach Babu, any of the Petra Gubabu, Mashima. I'm telling you. I'm seriously telling you. It is, and I'm yes to be Sarkosa. Was say, if the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? So Waba or Baba Baba Beto say any pebby that's who GD in him. Only Baba no ba Baba to a Christopher. And you didn't know what I said. And Shirani and Kwanim Fna, Womura ba, Wabba Beto, Mosadia, what they share woman, son. And no one will do my. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. My men tell us something to have enjoyed me. I saw for the prayer to a message and Cassandra made a ma woman so on Goga or my torch. One more petty in the Papa Bajis. The Ememini Petty, my own mother. The Ememini Penya, the Fedefe. A dear me catch it all. Hey, you were quatiatiano or quatiatiano. A son, children, you came. I'm telling you. And you didn't say a bread you said no quarrier Christopher, and I no quarrier some forno, a sum would I know our home name cream. Now, sir, and you know, creature didn't yep, and your Christian, you don't know, and you was right in the pre, and would our protein, or some one prince and were protein, and you know, near prayer, and can you miss her bring in, and yet, yeah. Oh, Debbie, that was what to wear as a sound egg where you had to fry you strawberry ice cream with pineapple, a tutor room, our remote control, now conditions. Christo! And then the Marion and a Hinie and a Dampa and some Ninti. That is why we are here. You cannot go home and treat your wife anyhow. You cannot go home and treat your husband anyhow. You cannot treat Ufiura anyhow. When are you Fiura Nunsha? You cannot treat tenants anyhow. Dear Forest of will be by on any year. Almost say, if you were a year, you know, almost the only laundry. If you run a quick way and every idea or some moment you should electricity woman to feel it will be catch up near Mumpa and see where your Mumpa find a current control. We are report to a police station because the war, you know, it's against the laws of this country. Will be Jimmy and children. We're in the Mumpa, but I am actually a better happy fan on here called Locono. Umber Locono Friday evening. Friday morning, when you'll be my name, Melino, next day, or bet them 3 days. Next time, who I was a good morning. See you too. Praise the name of the Lord. We need to be able to come to the place where we are preparing our hearts for what is coming. Bibiba! Bibiba! Umama ni mna mohoso. And so, you know, the teaching I would love to, you know, go into and bring up to this particular, you know, is that at the end, okay, let's go back to Matthew chapter 13 and verse, now I think we are in verse 20 right now. Matthew 13, 20, let me use this 6 minutes very well. The Bible said, but he that receiveth seed on stony places, the same is he that heareth the word of the Lord and at noon receiveth it with joy. And verse number 21, the Bible said, yet he not... Sir, old English. Yet had he not root in himself. Turn it into GMT. Soften the English a little bit. But it does not sink deep in them, and they don't last long. So when trouble or persecution comes because of the message, they give up at once. As for giving up, many people have given up. Oh, many people have given up. When himself free lockdown will be on Monkwa's review. I'm serious. From lockdown till now will be on Monkwa's review. What we are saying on that form? Free lockdown, who could you ask? If free lockdown, who did you have now? What you be here? Banche brodie. Uwe nam. Yegwe ye maniema 1 pound mau. Meti mi be kotojwe ye tuta 1 pound. Uti mikwa jim kuntumri inkuruma kuchucha. Abra wamdi kurune kuta inkurumeni. Uchucha nwendi. Asore! The Bible said there will be a great rebellion against God. They will rebel against God. It will be a great rebellion. Wamube sore! Eti ya winyanku ponti ya sefono. Kiabu susam! Eri ya chireno. I heard somebody say, "Jawari, when you made the baby call hell, I'm farming call hell, my bread." This, when you pack on a car, I say, "Moi ya sofu, muni sofu kesi." Another sofu peni biya frikumasi ya be diwa mawade sem. Wase biya wuye when you made the bisa onwa sem. Watem wama say wade make to hell, crown farming to hell. Rebellion. And so somebody will ask me, Maya Dena Menya Ihini. Number one, develop fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Fellowship with the Holy Ghost. Develop, the Holy Spirit is a person. The Bible said, when the Comforter, which my Father will send, come, he will teach you and guide you. He, not it. He, not it. He, not it. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. This is the time you have to be careful what you hear. If you are developing fellowship with the Holy Spirit, without the Holy Spirit, you can't serve God. You can't, without the Holy Spirit, you can't obey God. Without the Holy Spirit, you cannot obey the word of God. It is the Holy Spirit that bears you up. He enables you. He helps your infirmity. It is the Spirit of God that strengthens you to be able to stand for the Lord. You need to develop. This is where, you know, we need to be able to even develop our faith. On Sunday, I was asking you, you know, we say, our God is great and mighty and all that. So where is he in this corona time? Why is everybody running away as if God has gone on holiday? Wake your faith up! Wake your faith up. This is the time to believe in God. I'm telling you.
When you pray, omo aye yi koroya chi omo ku omo no mni ade ameni pa bebere jide shiki he emfra makasi etimi bo ehunu timi tu ne nua kasi abubu na nketu ejire jina ya
my case is different. I don't care who died. Tiri amekan, I don't care who died. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost lives in your spirit. Everybody has a spirit. And the Holy Ghost lives in you. Job chapter 18 and verse number 8. Job 32 verse 8. Job chapter 32 and verse number 8. Put it on the screen. Let's work. Job 32. The Bible said, but there is a spirit in man. And the word end means, apart from the spirit in man, the inspiration of Almighty God giveth them understanding. That means that the spirit in man amalgamates with the spirit of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. We need training for Christians. Bible study, this chapter, this verse, this. That chapter, this verse. You will stand on your own. First Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 11 and 12. The Bible said, for what man knoweth the things of a man except the spirit of that man? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man except the spirit of God. Look at verse number 12. Interesting. He said, now we have received not the spirit of this world. That means that this world has a spirit. Oh God, I wish I can explain it to you. Yeah, which is of God, but the spirit which is of God. We have the spirit of God that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. This is awesome. This is awesome. I'll read you this last one and then we close. Romans chapter 8 verse number 16. Romans 8, 16 and 17. Right after that, we are through. The Bible said in Romans 8, for the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God. It will be our one who were two mono when you may whom a sassanini dia dance here and build you up your fellowship together. This is where music is important. Oh, yeah, you cannot develop your fidelity, your union, your fellowship with the Holy Spirit when you are listening to rubbish. Music is a spirit.
I see a new way.
Yibi yem yo bibi na mi ame hwa bibi yem. Ni ekwe die bibi pa na ye. Ibi na ye o na ni ekwe die. Even wo mo kura be asofo kura preach with TV so nyu mu na na me help. Because what you hear matters o. Dear what? Romans chapter 10 verse number 17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It is the word that is important. In tiense ngunu. Akwa ba akuba land meti fie we TV or he when was who be who that oma salai a young komshe oma salai asma make in London. Omasala, who be bottom, who be co prison, who be quasi unconscious, say quasi un Tianya Kenya, me a danger. Quasi a duma way, Nelly Pride and Masala, who be omujin, I'm waiting now, who and was over the who be bottom, who be who shall shall. So you know, Hyapo. Hallelujah. Your two hands are lifted. Lift your voice and speak in the spirit for a few minutes. Akida bahado koruda kadiba silala. Alantana nana kabire kedevo. Arede kesante de bahada. Everybody on your feet. Your two hands are lifted. You speak in the spirit. Kabada nana kora de. Rabada bahando kasile kedeba. Rika bahata daba ante de. Ezina kadaba antolo lokosha. Apande de kafide kedeba. Rika ba antolo lo. Kikabahadea askala rika bahate dedeke likabahadea askala ba anta rodana ba ante dedeke baha lekasila ba anta gibana ba antono lokosa rada ba anti dedeke. Somebody lift your voice. Ziba ba ante rababa baba kutelele. I see Alaba Antelele, Aki Kereba Antanabaha, Ribado Shantana, Ki Kereba Antunaha, Rebabo Shalabaha, Aki Eleba Antelele, Rabadebaho, Shidele, Rabalaba Antelele, Aki Elele, Atandele, Ribalabaha, Ki Elele, Tandele, Sidele. Ki alaba, ri alaba, ki alaba, si alaba, ti alaba, ki alaba, si alaba, ri alaba, ta alaba, si alaba. Hey! Raise your voice, close your eyes. Ya ta alaba, ki alaba, ti alaba, si alaba, ta alaba, ti alaba, si alaba. Tilalalala, Zilalala, Calabanabo, Tialabaha, Zilalala, Tialabaha, Zilalaha, Rialabaha. Hey! On your head, everybody online, put your right hand on your head. We prophesy for fresh anointing. We are asking God to strengthen His people. You are asking God to stir you up again, revive me again, strengthen me to be able to stand unto the end. Unto the end, you need the grace and the revival to stand unto the end. Come on, raise your voice right now. Dia ritoba anteleke. Ria gibadabashka. Ria kutadabate. Somebody come on, come on, come on. Ria. Dia rabadabadaba. Atandelele. Adiele. Ria. Su. Hallelujah. You don't know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. You want your sins to be forgiven. Your right hand is on your chest. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Tonight, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. And Father, I pray with these, your special children. I'm asking your hand of blessing over their lives. In the precious name of Jesus, be kind and be gracious to them as never before. In Jesus' name, amen. Before we, you can take your seats, clap your hands for the Lord. Before we close, I am going to speak to, bring the camera, Sam. I'm going to speak to our online viewers, and I'm going to use the opportunity that close of this month, we are starting what I call APMM. Asore papemu emua. I'm trusting God this year that I can be used of God and this church be used of God to disburse at least 100,000 Ghana cedis, 1 billion skadadana, to our needy members, not only in this place, in all our branches. People who need something to work, people who need accommodation, people who need help. The last Sunday of this month, I am going to ask you to help me raise 100,000 Ghana cedis in dollars. It's not much. In pounds, it's not much. And so that we can help the people, especially in the household of faith. And when you look at what I'm talking about, it's in Acts chapter 6, Acts chapter 4, and Acts chapter 2. That is how the church began. We help each other until we are all strengthened and on our feet. And so APMM will be launched at the end of this month. Say amen.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.